Readout 007. Pride, Prejudice, Preference, and Principle. June 13th, 2021. This is the month of June. I could be wrong, but I think I'm right about this. I am led to believe this is what is considered Pride Month for the LGBTQIA community. And I believe the pride comes from a sense of unity among them and a sense of we need to bolster the confidence of people who are in this group. And that's all very sensible to me, that people would want that. I believe in people believing in themselves to the point that we think we're worth something and can contribute to society, etc. But the word pride is always laced with question marks because it's also considered a sin in and of itself. It's considered that pride is a sin. But we use the word in multiple ways. Also, the reason there is pride is because of prejudice that has been levied against these people for a long time. And I included the word preference because I think a lot of people believe that a lot of the sexual orientation variations among us are preferences and not something that we're born with. I differ with that, but I know people believe that. So with all that as introductory material, what I want to say about it. I believe that we are okay believing in ourselves, that we are okay discussing the elements of ourselves that make us us. I would hesitate to use the word pride, and I technically fit into the LGBTQIA community under the letter A, being classified as asexual. But I don't feel proud in any direct sense of that portion of my identity. I don't feel ashamed of it, but I don't feel proud of it either. I just feel like it's part of me. It is human nature, I think, to offset an imbalance with an opposite imbalance. A bicycle is a good example. You're leaning too far to the right. What do? You lean to the left, and at least until you become very good at this, I think you go too far and you balance out and you go back and forth until you're stable. It is a common thing in society, in individual lives, etc., to do that kind of thing. In a society, it is a slow process. Black people, for example, were held down for a long time. They come out and begin achieving civil rights, which is good, by the way. And they have black pride, which is a result of not having had black recognition, as I'm saying. They were prejudiced against, and now they are proud because they are coming out of that. That is very natural. So I'm going to be very careful with this next part. It is not for me to say you should not do this. It is not for me to say we shouldn't have Pride Month or anything like that. That's not what I'm about here. But what I am trying to say is try to remember where the center line is and try to remember what the ultimate goal is. The ultimate goal is equality, recognition, the ability to be as recognized, worthy as everyone else is. That's the center line. That's where we're trying to get to. The pride may pull us quicker towards that. It may not. I don't know. But after fights over civil rights, and Dr. Jernigan actually, in the NFB, National Federation of the Blind, for anybody who doesn't know that, who's listening to this, once did a speech called The Day After Civil Rights, and he talked about how you come back towards the center line. He may not have used the word center line, but the idea is pretty much the same. After you finish fighting over civil rights, and there should be an after for any battle, it shouldn't go on forever. After you've done that, where you ought to be is where whatever you were fighting for or whatever you're fighting because of is no longer an issue. Even the infamous, or the famous Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech said at the end, I don't remember exact words, besides free at last, of course, everybody remembers that. Black and white working together without it being an issue was the image that he painted, and that's what I'm saying. That's where we're trying to get to. So what I hope happens in response to all of the pride parades, etc., the celebrations, is not so much about whether we come to agree on the wisdom or the sanctity or sinful or sinlessness of gay, lesbian, etc., because we won't agree on that. But that we get to where that's not the issue we're worried about when we're doing all these other things. I shouldn't need to worry about your sexual preference if I'm giving you a place to live. I shouldn't need to worry about your sexual preference or lack of interest in sex, for my case, if I am hiring you for a job, provided that the job is not related to that in a direct fashion. That's where we need to get to. The reason I'm saying all this may be a little bit obscure. And I'm sure some people listening to this right now are going, why are you saying all this? Because this is obvious. Well, I don't know if it's obvious to everybody, but I imagine it's obvious to a lot of people. But the reason I'm saying it is that I think a lot of the Christians, and I am a Christian, who see these parades and signs and whatnot during Pride Month, cringe because they individually don't believe this to be an okay lifestyle. And I think it actually might widen the gulf between some conservatives and some people participating in these events. And I'm saying I don't think that's a good idea. I'm saying to those people specifically, those conservative Christians specifically that turn their noses up inwardly, even if they don't say it, at the fact that there is a gay pride month, etc. If you're doing that, listen to this for a second, if you please. Remember what they have gone through. Remember that just to allow themselves to say to a father, a mother, I am gay, could get them disowned, hated, yelled at, even thrown stones at, etc., in some places, jeered at, any number of demeaning things. Remember that most humans alive could not stand that for most of their lives without having some counterbalancing, and I'm going to use this word on purpose, over counterbalancing reaction. And again, imbalance is a natural response to imbalance. You lean too far to the right, somebody's going to pull you so far to the left that you end up straight, but that's because they're way off on the other side. That's how it works. Remember, when you see these parades, where they came from, where these people were. I have to do that too. I do believe in same-sex unions. I've said that in other places and defended. I won't go into it here as to why, because I already have in other readouts. But that doesn't matter for what I'm saying, in the sense that we need to be able to disagree about things that aren't relevant to what we're doing at a particular moment. But I want people who out of hand reject the pride parades to look at them as the imbalance that's trying to fix the one that was forced on them. Now, I understand this might be hard to hear if you don't believe that a person can't make a choice about what their sexual preference is. We're going to disagree over that because I absolutely believe there are some people who cannot make that choice at all. I think there's proof of it. I think there's been documentaries on ways that have been tried and it didn't work. Again, I've said this in other readouts, I eliminate the idea of exploration. That's a thing people do. I don't recommend it. It falls into what I call the don't buy a problem category. But people don't get to choose what they want in a lot of cases. I believe that. If you don't believe that, it might be hard for you to hear this. So, as probably my final point, if you can't believe that they can't make a choice, just remember this. If you are ever told something that you, for whatever reason, can't accept, and it is from a position of authority that you were told, and it lasts a long time, I will promise you that eventually your reactions are going to become aberrant. You're going to want things beyond what you normally would want in response. Even if you're good at not feeling retaliatory, you're going to want room. I think it'll start feeling like you can't breathe, like I can't get out of this cramped space. I can't get out from under this. You know, you're going to start feeling that. That's human nature speaking. We don't like confinement. Nobody does. Just remember it as this is what they're doing to get out of that. And try to understand it as a human condition element. That's what they are doing because they're coming from this cramped space. I hope this is helpful. And I don't expect this to be helpful in the short term. I'm kind of hoping this is one of those readouts that settles into minds over a long time and eventually becomes something that helps unite. I am not so big as to be able to unite groups this big in short order. I know that. I truthfully don't expect to be alive by the time this does anything of use. And that's not really a statement about how long I'll live. It's a statement about how slow I think things take. I have already said there's some evolution of society that I'm hoping will happen that I don't really think is going to happen in less than 50 years. I'm not sure I'll be around 50 years. I don't think I've said that in a readout, but I've said that to some people. So yeah, I hope that helps with the unification of a couple of groups of people that are split up right now. And I thought it was relevant to post this during the Pride Month itself.